Good morning. This is your early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, June 30th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Aereo shuts down after Supreme Court loss. Ford's open to working with companies like Uber and Lyft. The U.S. lags Latvia in high-speed internet connectivity. And a look at Google's new gadgets. But first, a social network furor erupted over news that Facebook conducted a massive psychological experiment on nearly 700,000 unwitting users. In 2012, Facebook tried to determine if it could alter the emotional state of users and prompt them to post content that was more positive or negative. They did this by altering users' newsfeed to omit content that slanted one way or the other. The research, which was published in the March issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, sparked outrage among people who said the social network toyed with their emotions and used them as guinea pigs. After their loss before the Supreme Court last week, Aereo sent a letter to users this weekend notifying them that they are suspending operations and reevaluating their business strategy going forward. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled that Aereo violated copyrights of broadcast television programming, a major blow to the company that promised a new and cheaper way of delivering television content. As of Saturday morning, Aereo users could no longer access local TV streams through the company's cloud-based antenna and DVR services. The company also said it would refund users' last paid month. After a series of high-profile data breaches and warnings, more corporate boards are now focused on security issues once relegated to just tech experts. Even a company like Kellogg's is on guard. They told the Wall Street Journal that they fear that cyber attackers might try to steal the company's know-how when it comes to things like putting the Snap, Crackle, and Pop in Rice Krispies or the Curve into Pringles. Ford Chairman Bill Ford says he's open to working with companies trying to disrupt the auto industry's traditional business models, like Uber or Lyft. Ford said rather than ignore them, he would like to get to know them and, where it makes sense, work together. Uber and Lyft enable people to use their personal car to earn money, giving rides to others. As we continue, did you lose a pet? Don't worry, there's an app for that.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
A new State of the Internet report from Akami shows that the U.S. ranks 7th in terms of global high-speed penetration. That's one spot behind Latvia. The report shows that only 36% of the U.S. population has high-speed broadband connections. Topping the list was South Korea with 77% penetration, followed by Japan, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Hong Kong at number 5. The Chinese internet giant Tencent Holdings has agreed to buy about 20% of 58.com, the local equivalent of Craigslist, for $736 million. It's the latest in a string of deals by the country's largest web companies. Google rolled out new software for watches and homes last week, along with a new operating system for cars. Tech analyst Rob Enderle says Google is ahead of competitors when it comes to smartwatch technology.
Apple's expected to bring out their iWatch later in the year, and Google's already on their second-generation product. And while the first generation was pretty lame, the second generation's starting to look pretty good.
Rob says there are big improvements to your TV viewing, too.
A 10-foot experience, auto-search on the programs you want to watch, much better organization, much better connection to your Google devices, tablets, and phones.
Finally today, the ASPCA reports it has developed its first-ever interactive smartphone app to help pet parents find their lost animals. The free tool, now available for download, provides users with an individual search plan based on their pet's behavior and individual circumstances. It includes a personalized recovery kit with step-by-step instructions on how best to search for a lost animal in a variety of circumstances. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.